It is appropriate on this day that we have a reading which mentions the birth pangs that a mother goes through in delivering a child. For it is on this day that we call a particular mother blessed, who 514 years ago delivered a man, well, at that time a man-child, who would eventually bring forth the gospel once more to light in this world. Today is the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther. Although his mother, Mrs. Luther, may not have considered herself particularly blessed when she was going through all that labor process, and then through the delivery process, we in hindsight do because of the joy that was brought forth, the joy of the gospel of Christ, of the assurance of our salvation, through the simple faith and trust of him who died and rose for us, and that gift of life through one who gave life to Martin. It is one of the aspects of being a pastor that you never really get tired of, is making calls on those ladies who do give birth, like Mrs. Luther did so long ago. And on occasions, as you've been in a place for a while, they may even invite you to hold the infant Saturday night. That happened again to me. A young man by the name of George Allen Stephen Stone, whom we've already nicknamed Stepping Stone, came into the world. 8 pounds, 12 ounces, 20 inches long, with a head of thick black hair, and what a delight it was to hold him there in the hospital room, only a few hours old. It was an incredible gift to see this life from such a terrible experience as labor and delivery. I sometimes wonder if that wasn't behind the prayer that was often offered in synagogues. Lord God, thank you for not making me a woman, the man might say. And I'm sure that there were advantages, for example, in the temple, you could get closer to God. But I suspect that it may have come from the observation of labor and delivery. Thank you, Lord, for not making me a woman, because otherwise that would be something I might have to go through. It is hard for our wives who bring forth our children and for our mothers who brought forth us. And yet, as you ask these ladies whether it was worth it, most of the times, in good moments, they will admit that it was. The course of the world runs something like that too, you know. The outflowing of history can be described as this pregnancy that is developing, and at the end there will be, as at the end of a pregnancy, terrible birth pangs for this world to go through. In Romans chapter 8, Paul uses that imagery, as he has here in 1 Thessalonians 5, that the world itself will be faced with labor pains, intense pains for a period of time. And the question is, shall we be able to endure it? We men who don't have to go through these physically, will we, if we are left alive at the coming of those labor pains, endure? Will we survive? Certainly God is the kind of God that would allow us an escape route. I'm sure we don't have to go through all that pain and suffering. Hungry flames ravaging the earth in the hymn that we just sang. That's got to be for other people, not for us. Well, so it was believed at times. In the 1820s, for example, there was kind of a resurgence of interest in millennialism, and how appropriate that is for us as we get near to the third millennium. Well, actually, we've already been in the third millennium for a year or two, but who's going to actually count dates from the year of our Lord, right? In any event, there is this expectation that somehow the Lord really wouldn't call us to pick up a cross and to follow after him to pain and suffering. He wouldn't really ask us to go through that. And based on a certain passage in Scripture, those five verses just before the one read, some have thought that we could get out of that. For the purposes of filling you in, let me share those five verses with you. But we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Caught up, the Greek katapazein, the Latin rapture, the English rapture. We will be raptured. Good, I knew that there had to be an escape clause somewhere, a hatch that led out of all this pain. But in fact, when you look at the text, it does not tell us that we will escape those labor pains at the end of time. Rather, the context is the last day, not before the labor pains begin or in the midst of the great tribulation labor pains, but at the end. And the question isn't, can we get out of suffering? The question Paul addresses is, are those who die before Jesus returns going to miss out on anything? And his answer is no. You know, the neat part about this is when Jesus comes, the same Jesus that gave his life for us on the cross and rose on the third day, the first installment of the resurrection, that when Jesus returns, there will be a second installment of the resurrection, and dead Christians will rise first, and Christians who are alive on the earth will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15, and we will together be raptured up into the sky to meet the Lord, as he descends from the very clouds he ascended into, Acts chapter 1. But you'll notice he's descending. It's not that we're going to be snatched up and raptured there to hang around with him in some ethereal existence for any limited period of time, but forever we will be with him, and he is descending for the purpose of judging the world. And it is no secret rapture. Some have thought that that might be the case. Warning, in case of rapture, this car will be unoccupied. We used to see those bumper stickers on the back of various vehicles. And then there's the cartoon with a picture of thousands post-rapture milk carton. Have you seen these people? But it will be no secret rapture. But with a loud voice, with the command of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, there will be no mistaking this, for our Lord returns. So if it isn't to escape suffering, if it isn't to get out of the labor pains, either at the beginning or in the middle, then what purpose this rapture? Why should this be of comfort to us? And the purpose is this, that we might be part of the parade. When Jesus entered Jerusalem in the last week of his life to give his life for us on the cross, he had a party in tow, didn't he? He had people who had followed him, and out from Jerusalem streamed thousands of others who in great excitement and in joy and in anticipation of perhaps their salvation shouted, Hosanna, hail to the Son of David, hallelujah. And as they came out, they would line the road, and as he passed by, they would fall in. What a picture this presents to us as Jesus returns next time, not on a donkey, but as Revelation 19 points out, on a white horse, not to suffer, but to judge the world, not in humility, but in glory. And shall we not be there in that number with the other saints? You bet. Well, how about those who've died? Will they miss out on this parade, this wonderful, glorious, triumphal entry at the end of time? Why, no, they'll be raised first so they can join us together with Jesus, meeting him in the air to participate in the judgment as judgers and judgees. Today is Martin Luther's birthday, and it's a great day to celebrate the return of the gospel through labor pains. We look forward to the labor pains at the end of this world because we know that what's on the other side makes it all more than worthwhile. What we suffer now may be difficult for a moment, but we know that it's well worthwhile. It refines our faith, it shows our witness, and it reminds us of the world's labor pains to come. We look forward to that day, the birthday of the new heaven and the new earth, in Jesus' name. Amen.